Senator Paul was on our show last week and said Dr. Fauci's preemptive pardon from President Biden should be challenged in court. Take a listen to what he had to say.
We've never had a pardon that's gone to court that was granted for an unspecified crime. So he's been pardoned for any crime he might have committed over a 10-year period. He's never been charged with a crime. So how do you pardon someone in advance of a charge and for any crime they might be charged with over a 10-year period? So I think a court could look at this and say, that's way too broad. If you didn't specifically pardon him for something, he's not pardoned. So I think it should be challenged in court, and I think it's worthwhile. But he's guilty of several felonies. He's guilty of lying to Congress on gain of function, but he's also guilty of destroying records. That one's an open shut case.
So, Jonathan, from a legal standpoint, Senator Paul, I mean, he has a bit of a point there. There was no crime to be pardoned at the time. How strong is that argument that a pardon this broad and unspecified could be challenged?
Yeah, I think that he had a number of good points within there. Remember, the pardon only applies to federal offenses, not state offenses. So if any state offenses apply, that wouldn't cover them. But I think the point is sort of this overly broad question. A pardon, you typically, he's right, it doesn't have to be something that's been charged or convicted, but it usually has to be specified as I'm pardoning you for this crime or this course of action. So I think that's a problem. The secondary problem is there's the auto pen issue that we've all talked about, but it's okay if it's signed by an auto pen, but the question is, did President Biden knowingly and intelligently sign off or delegate this pardon? So that's a secondary question as well. But this is certainly a unique situation to have such a broad pardon. I think what ultimately helps Fauci is the courts typically are going to give a lot of deference to the federal, to the executive branch on these types of things, particularly for pardons that are primarily, that they are an executive function. So even if a court doesn't, believes it's too broad and believes it maybe not knowingly and voluntarily made, they still may not want to weigh into it. But there's certainly legitimate questions to be answered.